WMFO Medford. How you doing? 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm Mike on the mic. Here on Saturday, September 28th. How are ya? That was a band called The Turnback. This could be our year. They're a Brooklyn, New York based band. Awesome local stuff from our friends over in Brooklyn. I'm going to be here today until 11 a.m. And just me for the 2 hours. Got lots of free form and hopefully lots of requests from you guys. If you'd like to make a request, you can do it in a couple of ways. You could call me, 855-915-9636 or 855-915-WMFO. Or you could leave the request on the Facebook post that I did, and I'll be happy to try and play it for you. All right, so I do 5-song sets. The first song of the set is always what I call new noise, and the fifth song is always something that I try to be able to back announce and either hit you with something you haven't heard in a while or something that you've never heard, and it's like, wow, that's really good. That's the plan. Anyway, so let's see how I do. So speaking of new noise, Green Day has a new record out, and I can't tell you the full name of the record because it has bad words, and WMFO is a responsible FCC controlled station. So I can tell you I'm going to play the brand new record, the single from Green Day. It's the title track from their album, which is called Father of All, well, MFers. And it's awesome. It's rocking. It's new here at WMFO in Medford.
Chase. the best of times, but they're the only times I've ever known. And I believe there is a time for meditation in cathedrals of our own. Now I have seen that sad surrender in my lover's eyes, and I can only stand apart and sympathize. For we are always what our situations hand us, and see the sadness or euphoria. Never change. For all our mutual experience, our separate conclusions are the same. Now we are forced to recognize our inhumanity. Our reason coexists with our insanity. And though we choose between reality and madness, it's either sadness or euphoria. Similarities. It's either sadness or euphoria. We'll be right back.
is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
Baby, baby, sweet baby, there's something that I've just got to say. Baby, baby, sweet baby, you let me hurt in a real cold way. Speak your name and I feel free. You said I do, hey, and I said I will.
WMFO 9:16 in the morning with Aretha Franklin, of course. Sweet, sweet baby, since you've been gone. Is everything she ever did just a classic? I think I could call that. Fantastic stuff, of course, from always and forever the queen of soul, right? Just before that, Mike Viola, he's a local guy, I think from the South Shore area or like Brockton area. A fantastic local talent from a record he did in 2018 called The American Egypt, which we played here at WMFO. That was Batgirl Panties about his daughter. Billy Joel, just before that, from 1976's Turnstiles record. It's just a great record, and that was Summer Highland Falls. The Tripping Souls, before that, in 2014, they put out a record that gave us all some advice. It said, "Don't Waste Your Life." That was A Piece of Paper. And New from Green Day, the title track from their new record, which is coming out actually next year in 2020. It's called Father of All... Love that. It was great. I saw him on, I forget which late night talk show, but it just blew me away. I just loved it. And this next one I have for New Noise, a favorite of ours, the Foo Fighters, the Fighters of Foo. They get something new coming out, and this is an advanced single called If Ever. Yeah, new Foo Fighters here at WMFO.
I'll remind you if ever you.
let it go. If ever you think I'm not the one, I'll remember.
Simple highway between dark of night. And if you go, no one may follow. That path is for your steps alone. When there is no pebble tossed, no wind to blow, you choose to lead, must follow. But if you fall, you fall alone. If you should stand, then who's to guide you? If I knew the way, I would take you home. La da da da, la da 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 da, la da da, la da 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 da.
fiction. Hey baby, what you gotta say? All you're giving me is fiction. I'm a sorry sucker and this happens all the time. I find out that everybody talks, everybody talks, everybody talks. It started with a whisper. Gotta say, it started with the
radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Brava!
Nobody left unscarred.
WMFO 936 on a Saturday morning. Mike on the mic with you. How are you? I'm good. Thanks for asking. I can hear you. Anyway, just about 9:37 in the morning, and just finished up another five-song set. And I, as usual, started it with what I was informed was New Noise. And I wasn't completely wrong with the Foo Fighters. Played a track called If Ever. And it's kind of weird because I noticed the album is just a bunch of numbers. 01070725. And I'm like, okay, that's an EP. Great. But then I saw that it is has been released before as a B-side to a 2007 album that they did called Echoes. It was a B-side to a lead single called The Pretender. So it was kind of New Noise. It was re-released. And loved to hear it. Request for Grateful Dead from Tom Ruprecht, and we wanted to remember the loss of the dear departed Robert Hunter. That was Ripple. Thanks for the request. Stephen Wilson. What can you say about Stephen Wilson? His latest record that I've seen is called To the Bone, 2017 release, and that was called Permeating. And I saw Chris Johnson had very succinctly said on the thread that, you know, what a talent, virtually not known very well at all here. And I will tell you that I heard Tim Clancy play that the other day, and I'm like, yeah, okay, I heard that when it first came out. I haven't played it before. So that was Permeating by Stephen Wilson, Records To the Bone. Neon Trees after that, from a 2011 release they did called Picture Show. That was Everybody Talks. And the fifth song of the set, my favorite song of the set, because, you know, I get to play something that's like, whoa, what is that? And that was perfect. Alejandro Escovedo, just an artist that has been around forever, and he's wonderful, but like so many, you just can't keep track of them all sometimes. But that was from a record he did called Real Animal, Sister Lost Soul. You agree with me, don't you? What a great song. What a great artist, Alejandro Escovedo. All right, 9:39 here on Saturday, September 28th, a beautiful day here in the Boston metro environs. Big local music festival going on today over at City Hall Plaza. Starting at 11, I believe there's three stages over 2 days, today and tomorrow. There's like 50 bands altogether. Free. City Hall Plaza, local music festival. Go there. I'm going there. You should do it. Support local music, everybody. And next set is going to start with something that has become more and more common. It's a re-release, remaster, version that hasn't been heard before. This one's by the Beatles, and it is it's an unreleased song. It's an unreleased version of Come Together from the Abbey Road box set, which is just about to come out. It's called Come Together Take 5, and it features some interesting commentary from Mr. Lennon. Always good to hear these kind of things, and it's a different version of Come Together. Brand New Noise here at WMFO in Medford.
Stop. Five. He shut his eyes and came out on Where No Shut Balls.
Don't worry if you don't get the vocals. Just keep on.
Okay, sorry. Yes. I get very involved, you know. One, two, one, two, three, four.
To be
Doris Duckers.
Ellie Wood.
Yes. A man like him would have it. He's got teenage lyrics, he's got Hot Rod Bowley. Oh, I'm losing my cool.
Can fly like a bird. I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
WMFO.
WMFO, Medford, 9:59 in the morning. That's right, just shy of 10 a.m. on a beautiful Saturday here in the Boston environs. How you doing? I'm Mike. I'll be here for another hour till 11 a.m. until Something About the Women comes in. Always look forward to that. Always do. And always look forward to telling you what I just played in this last set. Started off with brand new noise from the Beatles. Yeah. Like I said, it's becoming commonplace where we're getting this taste of things that we never would have heard just sitting in a can somewhere. Abbey Road, the Super Deluxe Edition, the box set is coming out. And that's a version of Come Together that we've never heard, with some interesting commentary on the top and the bottom of it from Mr. Lennon. It was pretty cool to hear. After that, a request, which is very cool, from Bob French, wanting to hear REM from Life's Rich Pageant. That was The Flowers of Guatemala. The Temptations after